When the NFL playoffs conclude this weekend, we'll have a Final Four set. Some say the best weekend of the season with these divisional matchups. We know the Steelers will not have Antonio Brown. The effects of the concussion that some think he was faking are quite real. He's out of Sunday's game, and if you think he's faking, I don't think he'd miss a divisional playoff game. Don't know if Pac-Man Jones will apologize. But Ben Roethlisberger looks as if he's going to at least try and play. And anybody that saw that final drive of the Steelers game against the Bengals saw an injured Roethlisberger get out there and, according to reports, told his huddle, "I can't throw the ball beyond 3 to 5 yards. You better break a tackle." And with 30 seconds to go in the game, he's throwing screen passes to running backs. But the Steelers are hopeful that Ben will play. He's got a shoulder injury, an AC joint sprain, and who knows what else is going on there. So how does it happen? Do you just juice the guy up? Do you treat him somehow this week to play? To get a better idea about how Roethlisberger may try to play and what the injury is, our good friends at Orlando Orthopedic Center, kind to have Dr. Randy Schwartzberg joins us. He specializes in, among things, shoulder injuries and surgeries. Doctor, thanks for joining us. What exactly is the injury that Ben Roethlisberger has?
Well, Ben Roethlisberger has an injury to what we call the AC joint, and AC stands for acromioclavicular. And the clavicle is the collarbone. The acromion bone is right next to it on the top of the shoulder. And it's held together by some strong ligaments. Well, when you land right on the shoulder, like Ben Roethlisberger did, and of course had a big strong linebacker land on him with some extra weight there, that can injure those ligaments and tear them. In addition, the clavicle also has some important ligaments that go to another part of the what we call the scapula, and those can get injured as well, and that can affect the severity of this so-called AC joint sprain. Bottom line is, it's a pretty painful injury when it occurs.
We've heard even Ben say things like a torn ligament, ligament damage, shoulder separation, and as you mentioned, an AC joint. A lot of terminology that most of us may not understand. But is there something torn? Is there something that you would say, boy, this is a red flag to try and play? And I know you don't have him as a patient, but when you hear terminology, whether from a player or others, is there a point where you say, I'm not so sure getting out to play is the smartest thing?
Well, those are great questions, and the first part is that regarding the terminology. So AC separation, AC joint dislocation, AC joint sprain, I'm going to call them relatively synonymous. Mm-hmm. And the AC joint, those two bones that I noted, the acromion and the clavicle, where they come together, they're attached by ligaments. They're attached by what we call AC joint ligaments. So it's essentially a dislocation, a separation is, by definition, a damage to those ligaments. So for Ben Roethlisberger to come out and say, I have some damaged ligaments at the AC joint, well, he's right. And all that is fairly synonymous. Now, that said, it's really not dangerous to play football with that. And football players have done that for years. We've done that for ball players, let them play for years. It's just a matter of whether they're capable of it and whether Ben's capable of playing and throwing. It's his throwing arm, of course. So, you know, it's a pain problem is what it is. He doesn't risk any damage to his shoulder.
Dr. Randy Schwartzberg's with us, Orlando Orthopedic Center. Me coming in with an injury like this, whether it is connected to a golf game or softball, my rehab's going to be different. When you're saying I need him healthy in 6 days, what's that week like?
So he's going, number one, he's going to rest it for a while, and that is consistent with the fact that he didn't throw in practice till at least possibly yesterday, and they're going to use a lot of different rehab type modalities. They're going to ice him. They're going to use things like electrical stim. They're going to use the athletic training staff is accomplished, and they're going to use everything that they can along those lines. They'll do some range of motion work in the shoulder. They'll do some light strengthening work with some light bands and other types of resistance devices, and they'll do some things that simulate the throwing motion a little bit, and then they'll see what he can do throwing-wise. That's essentially all you can do in 6 days. It's not a lot of time.
Pain tolerance obviously is key here. People hear things about injections and stuff like that. What might Ben Roethlisberger be given by team physicians to help deal with the pain and the injury?
Well, I think the thing that would probably help him the most would be before the game to put an injection into the AC joint, and I would expect that that is what would happen. And we've done that for ball players in the past, done it in games. And what they'll do is they'll put a little local anesthetic into the joint. And it's a long-acting type of local anesthetic that we would use. There's different brands, Marcaine, which is bupivacaine, and it'll numb it up for quite a while. It might last a good 6 hours or so. And the problem is it may not numb the whole thing up for him. It may not numb everything up that hurts, but I think that'll make a big difference for him. If he were not a quarterback, if it were not his throwing arm, it would be a lot easier on him.
Potential for further damage. I know you said that you've seen players play like this and it's okay. If he takes a hard hit, if he lands on that shoulder, it's cold, all sorts of things. Is there risk of longer damage to the shoulder?
There's not. He'd have to have a brand new injury besides the AC injury.
Normal recovery time for something like this would be what? Let's say that, hey, Pittsburgh lost last week and season's over and he's going to go in there and whatever needs to be done. What would be a normal recovery time as opposed to what we know is a unique week with him playing this week?
It would probably take Ben Roethlisberger about 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks to get extremely comfortable throwing, weight training, doing everything. These are pretty painful injuries.
An injury like this, does it tend to linger in some form that even though he's got an off season, it's like, hey, there's damage there. It's never going to be 100% because the nature of his job?
You know, these injuries, assuming that it is a lower grade sprain, I'm going to make an assumption, and we can talk about that a little more if you want, but there shouldn't be any lasting damage. He should get better from it, and that should be it. We see these in high school level kids, we see them in collegiate athletes on the course of the pros, we see them in the weekend warriors, and they get better.
What time, how long before a game would that injection take place? Is it like 10 minutes before? Do you do it an hour before? What's the recommended time you take that injection?
You typically do it within about an hour of the game, sometimes half an hour, and it really depends in his situation too, whether or not when he's going to be throwing before the game. So if they're going to have important warm-ups where he's going to need to throw 45 minutes before the game, then he's going to get it done an hour and 15 minutes before the game.
The good folks at Orlando Orthopedic Center, online at OrlandoOrtho.com, and Dr. Randy Schwartzberg, some insight as to what Ben Roethlisberger is trying to deal with as he gets set to play a football game this weekend. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.